During the program, you'll hear the exciting modern music of Percy Faith. And as usual, there are two talented visitors in the studio. One is the well-known composer, pianist, and band leader, Frankie Carl. The other is the popular singing star, Buddy Clark. My name is Don McLaughlin. Percy Faith and the orchestra open the program with a tune called Lover, written by the dependable Dick Rogers. Percy. And now the popular singing star, Buddy Clark. Buddy, I heard that you studied to be a lawyer, so I don't want to say anything that you can sue me for.
Well, you can rest easy, Don. My bout with Blackstone took place in my beardless youth.
Oh, well, I'm glad of that. There are plenty of good lawyers, but there aren't many singers as good as Buddy Clark.
Well, I can't sue you for that statement, Jim.
Say, do you boys mind if I break up this filibuster?
Come right in, Percy. There's plenty of room at the mic. Until I start to sing.
What happens when you start to sing?
Well, then you have to move way back and give me lots of room. On account of my law training, I sing with gesture.
I see what you mean. Well, our buddy is our guest. You're supposed to sing.
Well, Don, I'm glad you brought that up because I've got an old favorite called Blue Moon Already. Stand back, everybody.
Once upon a time, before I took up smiling, I hated the moonlight. Shadows of the night that poets find beguiling seem flat as the noon light. With no one to stay up for, I went to sleep at 10. Life was a bitter cup. The saddest of all men. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue moon, just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms will ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
We enjoyed your singing of Blue Moon very much.
Well, thanks, Don. And by the way, it just so happens I have an encore ready. Would you hear it?
Well, not right away, if you don't mind. We plan to save your other songs later. But while you're here, I'll tell you what you can do, buddy. You can help me with the pronunciation of Percy Faith's next number.
Oh, sure, let's see it. Very interesting. Let's hear you pronounce it.
Well, I'd say, Us Pitus No Ter Aero.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
Yeah?
Give this man $400,000 and a loaf of shortening bread.
Well, not shortening bread, but those other words in English, they tell me, mean the parrot. Anyway, it's by Abreu, the writer of Tico Tico.
Well, anything with a long name like that ought to be sensational. Percy, let's hear how it goes. You see, Don, I told you that number would be sensational.
You are right, absolutely right. Here, buddy, take back your loaf of shortening bread.
Oh, thanks. Do you want me to sing my encore now?
Oh, take it easy, buddy. Frankie Carl comes next.
You mean the Frankie Carl?
That's right.
The great pianist and band leader?
Yeah.
The Frankie Carl who wrote Sunrise Serenade, Don't You Remember Me, and Oh, What It Seemed to Be?
The very same.
You mean the fellow who was so nervous at his first public appearance that he sang Goody Goody and didn't find out until later that the orchestra was playing Stardust?
Is that right, Frankie? Did they really play Stardust?
It wasn't shortening bread, Percy.
Frankie, I've always liked your theme, Sunrise Serenade. How did you happen to write it?
Well, I needed a theme, so I just sat down one day and knocked it out. I was in a hotel room in Albany. I brought in a traffic policeman to help me with it. Do you know where that traffic policeman is today?
In Albany, directing traffic.
Absolutely right. Here's some butter to go with that shortening bread.
I'll take it.
Oh, Frankie, I see by your contract that you're supposed to perform, too. So if you'll wind up that piano stool and sit down on it, we're ready to listen to your composition, Don't You Remember Me.
Now for my encore, I'll sing another one of Frankie Carl's tunes.
Oh, buddy, I'm sorry, but Frankie's going to do his encore now.
I say, old boy, aren't you being a bit unfair? I've been waiting around, you know.
Well, you'll get your chance, old boy. Meanwhile, Frankie Carl will play one of his greatest recording tunes, the Carl Boogie.
Thank you.
Okay, but I've been waiting so long, I'm not sure I'll remember the words.
Well, it's Frankie Carl's own song, so if you forget, he can prompt you.
All right. Folks, this is one of the most popular songs in the country today. Oh, what it seemed to be. And now, Mr. Faith, if you please.
Was just a neighborhood dance, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a masquerade ball with costumes and all, 'cause you were at the dance with me. It was just a ride on the train, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a trip to the stars, Venus and Mars, 'cause you were on the train with me. And when I kissed you, darling, it was more than just a thrill for me. It was the promise, my darling, of the things that fate had willed for me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. It was like a royal affair with everyone there, 'cause you said, yes, I do, to me. The dance with me. It was just a wedding in June, that's all that it was. But oh, what it seemed to be. was like a royal affair with everyone there. 'Cause you said, yes, I do, to me.
Excellent, buddy, and you remembered every word.
It was nothing, old boy, nothing.
Percy's made a very impressive and elaborate arrangement of one of Cole Porter's greatest songs, Night and Day.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.